Defense lawyers have been pushing to drop the case against French politician Dominique Strauss-Kahn ever since prosecutors disclosed last week they have concerns about the credibility of the hotel housekeeper at the center of the case. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office says the woman has admitted she lied on her asylum application and on her tax returns and in accounts of what happened right after the alleged attack. Those admissions also raise questions about the housekeeper's own immigration status and whether that is in jeopardy. With us now is WNYC's Elsa Chang, who's been following the story. Elsa, remind us what the housekeeper lied about on her asylum application.
Well, prosecutors say that she had told immigration officials that she and her husband were beaten by police and soldiers in Guinea and that her husband was tortured in prison. She now says that's false. She also told immigration officials she was a victim of gang rape in Guinea, and she now says that never happened. She still maintains that she was raped, but it didn't happen as a result of a gang rape.
From what we know, the housekeeper is here legally and is working legally. You've been talking to several immigration experts. Do her falsehoods mean her immigration status can be revoked?
Possibly. It's a little tricky. Because she's committed fraud against the government, they could move to deport her. But she could, in her defense, make the case that she's still eligible for asylum on separate, independent, and truthful grounds. Maybe there were other reasons to grant her asylum status besides the gang rape and the torture of her husband in prison, which we now know were false stories. If she loses asylum status, she basically returns to undocumented life. That means she can't work lawfully in the U.S., she can't travel freely in and out of the U.S., and she's not eligible for certain public benefits. Asylees, especially in the immediate time frame after they get asylum status, get job counseling benefits and certain other subsidies, which she would be ineligible for. If she has a green card, which means she would be a legal permanent resident, she has slightly more protection because the process is a little more involved in getting her kicked out of the country. But operating in the background of all of this is something lawyers call prosecutorial discretion. And that basically means it's ultimately up to the government to decide whether they'll move against her. And remember, this is a woman who has a teenage daughter here in the U.S. We now know she's been a victim of female genital mutilation. And there may be some reluctance to kick her out of the country. The government does have that discretion.
How common is it to lie on asylum applications?
Immigration lawyers I've talked to say, unfortunately, it's not a rare occurrence. Remember, these are people who are often desperately fleeing poverty and persecution, who want better lives for their children. And there are a lot of unethical people out there coaching asylum applicants. Here's how David Isaacson, an immigration lawyer, put it. And he said that there are, for example, people called notarios. They're notary publics who masquerade as immigration lawyers, and they get paid to give people immigration advice.
I think it is not uncommon for people, especially if influenced by these sorts of unscrupulous, not actual lawyers, to at least exaggerate what has happened to them.
So basically what David is saying is these coaches will tell people to be aggressive in their applications, to throw everything they can into it, because you never know what will stick. So people end up bending the truth sometimes. And the housekeeper, according to prosecutors we know, she had memorized the false details about being beaten after someone had provided her with a cassette recording that she kept listening to and listening to, so she could memorize those details and recite them for asylum officials. So she, too, was coached into crafting a more compelling story for immigration officials.
But if this woman was the victim of a sexual assault here in the U.S., would that help her hang on to her legal status?
Well, the real question is, was she really a victim? If she was, she can get what is called a U visa, which is available to people who help law enforcement investigate or prosecute crimes. But if she had made up this alleged attack by Dominique Strauss-Kahn, it is very unlikely prosecutors would sign on to a U visa application, because in that sense, she was not truly helpful to an investigation.
Finally, in our last few moments here, update us on how the case is progressing now. The housekeeper's lawyer is calling for a special prosecutor.
That's right. Ken Thompson sent a letter to Cy Vance, the Manhattan District Attorney, yesterday, requesting that he recuse himself from the case for a number of reasons. He says the office leaked information to the New York Times last week in order to discredit this woman before the office went public with the lies that she had told. Thompson said there's also a severe conflict of interest in the case. One of the defense lawyers for Strauss-Kahn is married to one of the most senior lawyers in the office. And there's allegedly a taped conversation of the woman saying she hopes to economically benefit from this entire case, but there's reason to believe the district attorney's office doesn't have the actual conversation transcribed in totality yet, that they're just working off it at digest.
Very briefly, the attorney for the housekeeper, you brought him some of these questions. What did he have to say?
He still has not returned my calls for comment.
WNYC's Elsa Chang, thanks so much.
You're welcome.